New Year's, just around the corner. Have you made any resolutions?
I do like the opportunity to look back over a year, which for me has been a really big year of change, and then look forward to how I can keep incorporating positive changes in my life. I got a Fitbit.
Nice.
For Christmas from my mom. My resolution is to run a half marathon in 2016.
Wow.
My community resolution is to take on one more volunteer role. And then if I had a work resolution, it would be to do a feature series. I'm toying with the idea of garbage and waste management.
Nice.
And I might call it Talking Trash with Tanya.
My resolution is, I've actually been kind of challenged by the town of Canmore. We'll get to this more in the new year, but to do the 30 and 30 fitness challenge Elevation Place does every year. So that's going to be my challenge. And not only that, I want to do like nearly 30 different kinds of physical activities. Because I think in the Bow Valley, you can find
30 different things to do.
30 different things to do. Like I was making a list. It's pretty easy. There's a lot of physical activities, both at Elevation Place and outside. So are you going to the big party on the pond tonight?
I'm hoping to stop by. Total Canmore tradition. One of my favorite locals, Sarah Renner, put it in a certain way. The pond is where our community gathers, is where we have important events. And New Year's Eve is absolutely one of those.
It's nice that the ice rink is ready. I drove by there a couple days ago. They still had the barricades up. I'm like, is it going to be ready? You know what? They've been working hard despite some adverse weather conditions that have not been great for flooding. And it's good to go for skating tonight. Family fireworks at 8:30. Draws out hundreds of people every year. It's a crazy, busy, awesome event.
And I like how there are the early fireworks for the kids. Great family events in Banff as well.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing the music at this skating party, which is something they started last year, and they're just hoping to grow and build it. They're going to be expanding a little bit, closing off a section of Wolf Street as well for fire pits and hot dogs and that sort of thing. They'll be skating. No hockey sticks or shinny or anything like that. It's just skating on the ice rink at the Banff High School field there, and there'll be some fire dancers. This will go from 6 to 9 o'clock. It's also a free event, and right at 9 o'clock they'll do an early countdown as well for the kids. And of course we've got the main fireworks shows. They're closing off a section of Banff Avenue so people can stand on the Ave and watch the fireworks show at midnight there in Canmore. Millennium Park, as per usual, is the place that they'll be firing those off, and lots of great viewing spots around town for that. So
I know. And then New Year's Day brunch tomorrow. I'm already thinking about what I'm going to eat for breakfast.
I'm going skiing tomorrow. I figure that everyone's going to be so hungover from New Year's Eve, it'll be quiet on the hills. I'm knocking on wood, because I went to Lake Louise yesterday and it was just a zoo. There's so many people in town right now.
Even if they are there, they're going to be slow. Maybe in the lodge.
Oh,
hydrating.
That means I'll be skiing all around them and trying to avoid them on the hills, falling on their hungover bums. Anyways, Happy New Year, Tanya.
Happy New Year, Rob.